like a candle in the rain. Let it wash off my face. I walked home on purpose, so I wouldn't get there early. Like a burning yellow sky, I'm a softly spoken guy. I walked home on purpose, so I wouldn't see you cry. We're coming home.
Too Much Rock podcast number 773. I am your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from London band Death Crash. The song was called Somersaults, and it's the title track from the band's new album that just came out February 27th on Untitled Records. The album throws back to that 90s slowcore era, a little bit of indie in there, a little bit of gaze elements as well. It's a great record that stretches out, and you can really feel this one, and I think you'll enjoy this one, so give that one a stream and then pick that one up. I got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to start here with Kansas City band Eggs on Mars. The song is called Good Morning, I Love You.
Good morning, I love you, I wish that we could stay. Head snooze and just lay here. Good morning, got
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Rachel Love with the song Primrose Hill. That was on her debut solo album Picture in Mind, which came out in 2021 just on a CDR. Though good news is it's getting a vinyl reissue from Slumberland Records that'll be out April 10th of this year. You may know that Brighton-based artist from her work in Dolly Mixture, and she's been putting out great music ever since. That one is just a perfect dream pop. You're going to float away on that one and enjoy every minute of it. Before that, we heard from Eggs on Mars with the song Good Morning, I Love You. That's the title track of their new album, which comes out March 3rd on their own Enigmatic Brunch Records. That's a Tuesday that's coming out. I asked the band about that, and they said they were bringing back Tuesday releases, which I guess ended in about 2014, if I remember correctly. Just perfect indie pop on that one. Some great songs, and that one there, an early contender for my song of the year. I just love that one. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. We're going to turn things up to 11 here with Lawrence, Kansas band Stiff Middle Fingers. This song is called Ugh.
I'm just a fucking old, just a fucking old, so fucking slow and cold. It's killing me. I never go to shows. I always plan to go, but then I think no. I'll smoke some weed. I can feel it in my bones, hear it in my tone, eroding like a stone. Gradually I buy tickets for the shows. I get ready to go, but then I think, whoa, too late for me. Main set doesn't go on until 10:30 p.m. I'm not sure I like any of the openers. Maybe we can just go then, do something that I know better than, like a piece of shit old man. This next part. Nope. I still don't want to go. Tune to my show. Anxiety is growing. My apologies. Just so fucking old. Show's already sold out. Just don't want to go out. Leave my evening free. I think maybe I'll just go to bed.
Thank you.
is definitely a Too Much Rock special there. That is the Dolmans with the song Ride On. That's on the band's new album, Life in Reverse, which came out on Sunday, March 1st. Yes, a Sunday. What is going on this week? From FabCon Records and Lighthouse Records. A collaboration there to bring that power pop album to life. And it is a power pop record at its heart. The band is a power pop band, but this album feels a little different. It's a little more smoothed out, a little more alt rock at times. So if you've given the band a listen before, you'll want to give them a listen again because it's a little different this time around. Before that, we heard from the Dumpies from Astoria, Oregon with the song Witch Love. That's on the band's album Love Dub, which came out February 20th of this year on Dirt Cult Records and Hovercraft Records. It is a punk rock record through and through, but there's some nice hooks in there, and I think that song there exemplifies what they do best. And then we started things off with Stiff Middle Fingers with the song Ugh. That's from the band's album Like Eroding Stone, which came out February 27th on Dumb Ghost. That band based out of Lawrence, Kansas, has been around for a long time. Not quite as long as it sounds like. Sounds like they toured along Black Flag in 1982, but they didn't. But they are feeling old, and that's what that song's about. I think it's something we can all recognize, looking at that show calendar and saying, I'm going to go to that show, and then that day going, maybe I won't. All right, I am out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 773, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, there's some fun things coming up. William Elliott Whitmore playing the Record Bar on the 6th, while Rex Hobart plays at Knuckleheads, and Stiff Middle Fingers play at the Replay. On the 7th, Stiff Middle Fingers plays at Minibar, while Exit Mars play at Rhino, and Paul Bear plays at Record Bar. On the 10th, Sex Mex is at Howdy, Virga is next door at Farewell. On the 11th, Genre is at Hillsiders. On the 13th, Lucero plays Knuckleheads, while Buzzard Fight plays at the Minibar, and the Outer Reaches Fest starts at Record Bar on the 13th and runs to the 14th. On the 14th, we got Glassjaw at the Bottleneck. On the 19th, Drug Church is at the Bottleneck. On the 20th, your choice of 10 Times Fast at the Replay. Corners of the Sky at the Bottleneck. Bags, Bags, Bags at Farewell. 90-Minute Cassette at Rhino. On the 21st, War on Women is at the Bottleneck. Dreamist is at the Rhino. On the 25th, Rap Boys is at Record Bar. 26th, Voivod is playing at Record Bar. 28th, Roman Numerals at the Warehouse. 30th, She's Green is playing the Madrid. And Wonder Years are playing the Truman on the 31st, while Spin is playing at Howdy. And then cruising over the website, I do see a few new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Flamin' Ghoulies, Heatseeker, and Champ Show, as well as the Honey Wagon and Gary Charlson Show. There is more coming, of course. And of course, I have saved time for one more for us. I've got one cued from Bill Callahan from his new album, My Days of 58, which came out last Friday, February 27th, on Drag City Records. That's his longtime home, as well as Austin, I guess, being his longtime home. The song I play is called Pathol OG, and it kind of exemplifies what this new album is about. A little less character-driven, a little more introspective, but still some fantastic lyrics. And this one here just really exemplifies that one. So enjoy this one. This is Bill Callahan with Pathol OG. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
You know, I've been writing songs and singing them for nigh on 30 years. I like it. It started out as a way for me to communicate with other people and myself and the spirits. I don't want to say that it saved my life, but it gave me a life. So I took my show on the road. Good friends that I still have today. And I talked to the girls that smiled at me. But in the end, I realized it's probably best just to let them be. I remember one girl in East Tennessee. that you should spend the night looking for a hotel. It's important to not treat your lifeboat like a yacht. It's important to not treat your lifeboat like a yacht. As time wore on, I found myself increasingly turning to my guitar instead of other people in times of loneliness and sorrow. Exact opposite reason of why I got into this in the first place. I started to wonder, is this creativity or pathology? Am I the pathology? Always one foot on the ladder to heaven? Jacob's ladder, Jacob's ladder. Ladder never seemed so tall. Sometimes I wonder, does it ever stop growing at all? A friend will call, say, hey, let's get together at 7. I say, sorry, pal, I got one foot on the ladder to heaven. Jacob's ladder, Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder never seemed so tall. Sometimes I wonder, does it ever stop growing at all? Important to not treat your lifeboat like a yacht. It's important to not turn your lifeboat into a yacht. Sometimes you've got to just get off. Just get off. Lay that ladder down, boy. Lay that ladder down, boy. Lay that ladder down. Lay that ladder down, boy. Lay that ladder down. Lay that ladder down. Lay that ladder down and get across. Lay that ladder down, boy. Down, boy, lay that ladder down. Lay that ladder down, boy. Lay that ladder down. Lay that ladder down. Lay that ladder down.